This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. David Baumert, who is a staff veterinarian with Cargill Pork. How are you?
Doing fine.
Well, it's great to meet you and talk to you. I've learned a ton from your presentation today. And you have firsthand experience with the big topic that we're talking about, which is PVC. Mm-hmm. And it's been an issue in the industry for 40-plus years.
Yes.
But one of the things that you started off, which I found very interesting, was you talked about what is the infection chain of this virus. And can you start off and give us the example of how this how different ways this infection can spread in the herd, or how this chain can look?
Sure. With porcine circovirus, or PCV2, pigs can become infected either by commingling or being housed with other pigs that are infected, or pigs can become infected with circovirus by being farrowed or born from a sow that has a high level of circovirus. And in that case, particularly in the case where the sow infects the pig, that's where we're starting to think of the concept of an infection chain, where it's moving from animal to animal, or from one area of production to the next area of production, as if we're following links of a chain down a pathway.
But this can go all the way back to the gilt. So if you're bringing in gilts into mm-hmm. your farm,
that's right.
And if they're already infected, then they can then infect the sow, and then the sow can then infect the piglets, correct?
Absolutely.
So this can go way back to the beginning.
Yes. The more we think of the concept of a chain of infection, the farther back we look to find the area where we can actually make the biggest improvement or have the best opportunity for success in disease control.
Well, I also found it very interesting because when you're talking about the infection chain, you were talking about there's horizontal transmission and there's vertical transmission.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what's the difference between the two and why it matters.
Okay. In all diseases generally, and in this case pigs in particular, you can have horizontal infection, which means that a disease, in this case we're talking circovirus, but it could be any swine disease. Horizontal infection generally refers to an infection that moves between animals of the same class or the same character. In other words, one pen of feeder pigs coughs onto the next pen of feeder pigs, and it just moves within animals of the same class. That would be considered horizontal infection. Vertical infection, on the other hand, is when an infection is introduced to a group of pigs, not from their cohorts, not from the pigs across the fence, but rather from their mothers or from the generation prior to them. And so it'd be infected, in this case, infected sows producing infected pigs. So vertical transmission is sows down to the next generation.
Okay. Now, why does it matter how it's spreading? You know, whether it's horizontal or vertical? I understand that although the virus is the same.
That's correct.
Why do we care?
The reason we care about the type of the classification of infection, horizontal versus vertical, is because we need to go to the source of the infection in order to have a good chance at successfully controlling it. So in the case of vertical transmission, we want to go upstream. We want to go up to the sow level and remanage the sow herd to prevent our piglet infection. In the case of a more typical like flu virus in within a group of pigs in a barn, we need to, that would be more of a horizontal infection,
okay.
And we would manage that differently than we would manage an infection coming down from a sow herd into the newborn pigs.
Well, and you asked a very valid question. You said, how or if do we intervene to, mm-hmm. to make some sort of impact? And you had a really good analogy here about if you have the transmission coming from a gilt into you bring this gilt in, and then it infects the sow and goes that way. You talked a little bit about that. So what are some of these intervention strategies that Cargill has discovered that can be effective?
In your question about how we intervene, the actions that we've used is we've looked at gilts infecting sows, infecting pigs, and as points of intervention, we've looked at two examples. The first example we looked at was to simply stop bringing gilts into the sow herd on a weekly basis. We thought maybe we were in effect adding kindling to the fire, adding wood to the fire by adding gilts every week to an ongoing sow herd. And so what we did is a process that has been called herd closure, where we will take all of the gilts for 2 or 3 months, place them all into the sow herd, and then lock the door, and then that sow herd has no more gilt introductions.
Okay.
There may be a disruption in the immunity or the disease level when those gilts are initially entered, but then for the next number of months, there are no more gilts entered into the herd, and so the sow herd has less opportunity to be disrupted from a disease standpoint. So herd closure is one method we've used. The other method we've used to control disease eruptions or instability within the sow herd is to use circovirus vaccine, in this case, Circoflex vaccine. And we went into the sow herd and we administered a dose of vaccine to every sow at the same time. You know, if there's 5,000 sows in the herd, we had 5,000 doses of vaccine and we did every sow the same day. And at the end of the day, we were then producing immunity across that whole sow herd at the same time, at the same level, so that we don't have this imbalance or fluctuation between old sows with immunity and new gills that don't have any, and then from there forward we continue to vaccinate gills into those vaccinated sow herds. So now we have a herd that has, where everyone has received a dose or a booster dose of vaccine. So herd closure or herd vaccination. Both of those seem to be effective at producing a more stable or less disease ridden sow herd.
So knowing that we have, the industry and science hasn't been able to eradicate PCV. Mm-hmm. What's Cargill's strategy going forward in terms of this virus?
Well, our strategy is control of disease related to circovirus, and Cargill, with along with the rest of the swine industry, have discovered a few years ago that if we put circovirus vaccine into our wean age pigs, typically 3-week-old pigs, we can get really good protection and prevent the mortality and the illness all through the grow finish period. We can very successfully, Cargill and other producers in the swine industry, we can all produce good performing grow finish pigs. The question that the industry is facing, and Cargill is still in the questioning phase of this, is shall we also put a dose of vaccine into every sow herd, or are there some sow herds that have other issues? Is it flu virus, or is it a facility or a management issue where some sow herds may benefit from circovirus vaccine just to control one more issue on the whole plate of mm-hmm. issues that they deal with on a regular basis? And we are still in the investigation phase, we'll put it that way, of circovirus in sow farms.
Well, great. Well, we look forward to hearing maybe a year from now. Hopefully, we don't have to wait that long to find out what you discover.
Sure. It'll be an ongoing process. Thank you.
Great. Thank you
very
you.
Much.